speaking with Curtis Fisher Oschlager, and let's talk about giving these kids an opportunity to put on a production. And you had to be a little bit creative because of COVID-19. So what do you got going on?
We're actually doing 3 radio plays. We knew that this is something we could do, whether it was in person or that we could do 100% remote if we had to. We could record a Zoom call with all of them on it and make it work. So when we made our, we had to write a proposal for the administration to get approval. And so we wrote it up and we said, we know we can make this happen. And then there was such interest, we were actually going to only do Frankenstein. There was such interest, we added Dracula, and then the interest kept growing, and we added a third one, The Invisible Man. So we're actually doing 3 radio plays.
Well, and it's neat because I know kids of 2020 will say, what is a radio play? There's always been TV, and there's always been internet. Well, no, there isn't. So this is like a big, you know, theater of the mind, as they say, with these performances, and that means sound. And I know sound effects is a big part of this, and I think the kids are embracing that, and you're embracing that.
Yeah, sound effects are a little more tricky than just pulling off an MP3 off the internet. We have to figure out how to create glass breaking properly, or wind, lots of thunder rolls, gunshots. There's footsteps, and you have to have different kinds of footsteps depending on who's walking and how fast they're walking. So we're working through all those details and making sure we get them amplified properly into the story.
And I know the only way you can truly do a radio play is what?
On the radio.
So that means we're kind of collaborating here and trying to put pieces together. We were here today, you know, making sure our equipment will work and how this thing is going to set up. But that is the neat part for us, is it is a radio play, and this, getting back to theater of the mind, I mean, this is something that we want to see happen as well. So this is kind of, I guess, a perfect collaboration.
It is, yeah. We'll be doing it on WRMJ on Thursday nights, and then we'll be doing a live stream video feed on Fridays, as we're not allowed to have audiences yet. So we'll have a couple ways for people to see it, but I hope everyone tunes in.
All right, and this is kind of changing directions. I know there's been so much attention placed on extracurricular activities vis-a-vis sports, a lot of the attention, but we talk about activities, you know, and this is just as important. So what have you noticed about the kids kind of realizing that they get an opportunity to have a season, so to speak?
Right. They're just excited. I mean, it's the same with marching band right now. Yeah, they're having to wear masks. They're having to social distance. We don't get to see everybody, but they're getting to do something. And last Wednesday night when we put everybody together and they got to hear what it sounded like and march around together, they just had a blast. And it's the same with these kids. They're just having fun. And we have no problems getting them here. They want to come. They want to come every day, even if it's not their school day. They don't mind coming back at 3:30 for practice.
Yeah. And then as far as the marching band, so you stay 6 feet apart. So what did you do? Can you explain what you did last Wednesday? You had a kind of a marching band performance in the parking lot, not on the football field.
Right.
So
it's getting dark a little earlier, so we had to punt on that as well. And that meant marching in the parking lot, the only place that was lit for us. So we marched in the parking lot, and we were able to put our A kids and our B kids together. We create a drill where the A kids are on one side of the field and the B kids are on the other side. So we can rehearse them separately, but that was a time that we could actually put them together. And so they got to hear the full band playing. We make sure that there is 30 feet between the two groups at all times, which is the minimum distance for 50 or more people, so that we're meeting all the COVID. And we have special masks made for every kid that has a little slit in it that their mouthpiece feeds in through, and the ends of all their instruments are covered. So we've done as much as we can to keep it safe, and the kids have not, they've gone 100% with it because they want to be able to do it.